What is up, guys? So there is a service I have offered privately to clients a la carte that I've never offered publicly until just recently in the past few months, and that is my social media audit and strategy. Essentially, over the course of 5 weeks and 3 1-hour calls, I'm going to go ahead and take your social media, your organic social media, not your paid ads, but organic, and I'm going to take it from not generating you any money to making sure it is speaking to the niche audience you're going after. It is telling them exactly what it is you do, what problems you solve, and how you solve it. We're going to work on your copy, your creative, everything from your Google business listing and congruency between website and social. When you're done with me in the 5 weeks, your organic social media is going to be driving new prospects into your door. And then I'm going to show you how to efficiently set up 6 to 9 months of social media one time in about 3 hours. Schedule it all out, have it done for 6 to 9 months, and then rinse and repeat, update as needed. If you're interested, go to Instagram, shoot me a DM at WTF Gym Talk. Let me know you're interested in the social media audit and strategy service, and I'll send you more information. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. Here's what you can learn about choosing your audience from our friends over at Stanley. You guys know the Stanley Cup? Not the fucking trophy in hockey. I'm talking about the brand Stanley. You guys don't know Stanley. Stanley, I mean, that's like the company's over, I think, 100 years old. And essentially, they've always made thermoses and, you know, water jugs and stuff like that for generally a male population, labor-based, think construction, landscaping, keeps things cold. I know like Yeti got, you know, all the sexy advertising and the popularity over the past like 7-8 years. But Stanley's been doing this forever. They're, you know, they primarily targeted male labor workers. And that worked, you know, worked fine for them, right? Like it was a sustainable, good business. But then something interesting happens. And like in, I don't know, 2020, you know, probably COVID-based, a couple, you know, female TikTokers or, Instagram influencers, you know, they get a hold of a Stanley Cup. They probably don't want to spend the money on a Yeti. And they start making videos about how awesome these cups are. And it goes viral, right? If you haven't seen these Stanley, I guarantee if you Google it right now and you look at what I'm talking about, big thermal cup handle, now they're available in all these really, you know, more feminine pastel colors and things like that. This thing is, I mean, it's a viral fucking sensation. And here's the message I want, or the lesson we can all take from this. So there's Stanley, a successful company doing its thing, marketing to its core audience. And then something interesting happens. There's a shift in who their core audience becomes. Now, it's not that they don't serve construction workers anymore. It just so happens that there was another audience that really, really dug their products, which is like the everyday mom. I mean, like when I go to the gym, I see every chick with a fucking Stanley, okay? So they started doing collabs and things like that with influencers and just kind of, they rode that wave. But they didn't, think about it, like they didn't change the product. They added some different colorways, like some more feminine colorways, but the product was still the same. Think about your gym. How often have you had a core service for a core audience and then you change the service because you wanted to attract a new audience? That's the what I'm trying to get you to not do. I don't want you to go ahead and get cute and creative and be like, oh, I'm this thing, but I'm not making enough money, or it's hard, or I've been doing it for 4 years, so I've probably tapped out the market. I'm going to now do a different thing for a different type of person. That is typically, there are some unicorn stories of this, but that is typically a losing strategy. So think of Stanley like this. Stanley, the product stayed the same. They noticed a different audience was interested in it. So they just leaned into it. And there was no real operational drag. It didn't cost them anything. Changing up some colorways, but that's it. They got to market it differently than they did their previous product. But they didn't have to deviate from the core service offering. It did, like the construction workers didn't all of a sudden like, fuck Stanley Cups, I'm not using these. No, those guys still used it too. Now, I want you to think of your gym, especially let's say I'm going to use a CrossFit affiliate. If you were a CrossFit gym, and again, your workouts are CrossFit, and we can all agree, CrossFit is
probably the most complex, relatively intense group fitness program on the market. Okay. With that being said, why would you try to market CrossFit to 42-year-old moms who haven't done anything in 10 years? Why would you try to market CrossFit to the sedentary that are, they're not even walking on a treadmill at Planet Fitness yet? They're barely getting off the couch. I see all these CrossFit gyms like, oh, we're here to fix sedentary lifestyles. No, you're not. Not with CrossFit. That's like, we're here, you know, it'd be like an ant removal company, an ant exterminator company using blow torches. Like you don't need that. That's over. That's not, the blowtorch is not the right product for the job. CrossFit, we can argue, can be scaled to anyone and everyone, but the product in and of itself, it's a challenging workout program. So instead of you being like, we can help, I hate this line, and anyone who has this on their website, just fucking punch yourself in the dick right now, wherever you're at. Our workouts are for everybody, right? And the play on words is on everybody. So everybody, everyone's body. You guys get the idea. I fucking want to vomit every time I see that. It's just so fucking lame. It's unoriginal. It's just like one of those check the box. Like, oh, that sounds good. I saw that somewhere. That sounds real good. No, it fucking doesn't. How about this? You're a CrossFit gym. Why don't you lean into people who wanted these really challenging workouts instead of trying to be like the savior of fucking, you know, someone who's 120 pounds overweight and barely does anything? Why don't you change your fucking tagline to really challenging or really hard workouts for people who want to work hard? But like, I'm just pulling this out of my ass, but like, hard workouts for hardworking people. Yeah, that's an even leaner version of it. Hard workouts for hardworking people. And you literally, your entire brand, your imaging, your messaging, your website, your social media, the tone in your voice, the font, everything is a little harder. It's not puppies and rainbows. It's not, everybody can do this. You know, anybody technically could if they're willing to work hard enough, and you can do that, and you will still attract some grandmas, and you will attract some 43-year-old moms that need to lose 30 pounds, and you will attract maybe one or two clinically obese people. But that's not the core. That's not what you're going after. I think a lot of the CrossFit gyms started off like they wanted to offer with that tagline I just pulled out, right? Like hard workouts for hardworking people. But then they didn't understand how to turn it into a business, and the KPI of revenue or profit being low for, you know, convince them, like, well, I guess I need to do a softer thing, kind of a more inclusive thing, an LBO, a low barrier off, whatever it may be. And again, I know some gyms who have done this. They've done it incredibly well. They have CrossFit and they have a low barrier offer and or personal training or something, like, and it works fine. So it's not that this can't be done. It's very few and far between. You have to be an incredibly skilled operator to do it. And I'll be honest, everyone's like, oh, that can't be that hard to do two things at once. It's incredibly hard. It's why most of you can't do it well. You get a C+ on both. I can think of a handful of operators, gym owners, that do both at an A+ level. Look up Steve Pinkerton at Vitality Fitness. He has CrossFit Vitality, and he also has EvoFit. Go ahead and look up Jeff Benick over at Friendship Fitness. He has his Thrive program, and he has CrossFit. These are incredible operators that have, and I'm choosing those two guys because they do revenue numbers that are in the 1%. Why do we try to take the Stanley Cup and like change it? Like if in this example, the CrossFit gyms I'm referring to that are trying to add these other core services to different core audiences than what they actually service, it'd be like you would have taken the Stanley Cup, you would have changed it. You would have fucking, you know, oh, we need a bigger, softer handle, and we need some fucking, like, it's got to be like that. You would have changed the cup and fucked the whole thing up. Stanley didn't go looking for the fucking moms and the Instagram TikTokers. They found the product and just said, oh, this product's actually great, and it's less expensive than a Yeti. It does the same fucking thing. And then all they did is, boop, change some colorways. That's it. Just a quick lesson from our friends over at Stanley, guys. Let me know your thoughts. And until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.